Right, so welcome everyone to Guru Purnima Skype session 1 of 2 today. And this is, of course, our actual Guru Purnima day, but we're celebrating Guru Purnima at the retreat, which Guruji will join us there, and God only knows how she will arrive. Sarah G and I have had conversations the last 2 weeks about what this path and Guru has brought to each of us as a preparation for this Skype session and also preparation for the retreat, because that's what everyone's talked about. We're going to use that as our own ashram version of Guru Purnima, move away from doing things we have no idea what they are to things that actually are dear to our hearts and our lives and our guru. So, Sarah Jeannie, what comes to you as the... thing that this season of Guru Purnima means most to you?
Just as you and I were, Darwin and I were talking about, just the gift of being able to talk about something as socially unacceptable as Kundalini.
Socially unacceptable. You have some Kundalini on your chin. Quick, wipe it off before someone sees it.
Did you take your pill today? And, you know, just we can sit, Dharma and I, or with Guruji, or on the groups, or on the boards, or any of the sadhakas, we can sit and have these conversations about Kundalini and these out of ordinary, to most people, experiences that we're having, as if it's the most natural thing in the world. And this is one of the things that I love about Guru. Like, recently I just called her up and was telling her how the energy in the feet felt like I was on fire and plugged into an electrical outlet. And, you know, she just, this happens. So just being able to call up your Guru, and it's just the most commonplace conversation for her, where you couldn't go to anybody else to talk about those things without them seriously questioning your overall health. Which is a blessing.
Yes, and that immediacy in this path and gratefulness of the immediacy of Guru, though some, you know, you can maybe sometimes it feels like it's hard to track her down, but once, if you really need her, she appears somehow. I was talking to a colleague of mine, and they actually asked about some of this stuff, so I started talking about it, and they had some sense of it, and I told them I had a teacher, and they said, well, where is your teacher? And I said, this was a couple of weeks ago, I said, well, she's on a 3-wheel motorcycle somewhere over the desert in Arizona. And it's such a delight to have a real person,
yes,
who has no pretense about this stuff. And the seriousness of all this is what I find, the seriousness of the Kundalini, especially for those of us who have other physical and mental and psychological and energetic conditionings, it's to have that steady light amidst it all, just like you said, Sarah Jean, it doesn't really matter what it's doing. Sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you need to be told that, yeah, these things happen.
Right.
And it's not the words necessarily. The words help, but that transmission of that quiet soothing is such a gift. I know Guru, one of the meanings is dispeller of darkness. So what you invite in your life with a Guru, but especially a Satguru, you invite someone to show you who you're not, and let who you are alone to be revealed. And some come and go in our ashram, of course, and they do what they need to do. And those of us who are still here and have been here long enough kind of understand and can be grateful for the things that and those of us who have come and gone and come back haven't experienced that yet, but you have, Sarah Jeannie. It's not a right or wrong. It's just what you need. And this Guru Purnima is for us to talk about and become aware deeply and deeply what we're grateful for, and then that rededication to the path in that way.
Yeah.
Who would like to share what this path has brought to them? Can someone just start sharing and we'll try it that way. We got 15 people.
Namaste, Dharma and Sarojini.
Oh, Nat, namaste.
Namaste, Nat.
Yep. Can I start? Or?
Yes, please do. You're good.
Yeah, it was 2 years back. You know, I was looking for, I don't know, realization or that unknown thing. I don't know what it is, and seeking it. But as I went through the path, it was what remained was just the quietude. I wasn't sure what I'm doing, but that remains a quietude in my life and even in everyday life, the practice is going on. I have come to a point where I don't know what to ask. It's something like I was wanting something initially, but as I was doing the practices, probably that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And at this time, if I meet Guruji too, I don't know what to ask her. I'll just see her and probably come back. So it was...
I think that's it. Yeah, that's a very familiar occurrence for probably a lot of us. I came in bombarding Guruji with questions.
Right.
And I think a lot of us do. And it's all relative, you know, depending on your path before coming to Guruji. But yeah, and then as you dive more into the path, you dive more into the practices, and you get a sense of the teaching that Guruji provides. It's centered on quietude and practices. That's
right.
Where she would have you go. And so, yeah, it's kind of strange to come to that point where you're not sure what to ask anymore. And
right.
And then you settle into that, and it's rather freeing. So, yeah, I can totally appreciate what you're saying. I think
maybe the guru being the dispeller of darkness, and anything that moves and can move is dark, to attach to it, it ends up being she continually says she has really nothing to give, and but there all of us has gone through the yakking of what about this and what about that and what about this, and it's very disheartening. Yeah. It's very disappointing to find out that she really has no words of substance, because not because she isn't a guru and she's not a sock guru, it's because no words have substance.
Right. And
she tolerates a lot of yakking.
Right.
In that way. And that doesn't mean that if there's confusion about it, that needs to be brought out and talked about. But when you get to that point where there's just really nothing to ask, then you settle into
right. Yeah, initially when I started, you remember asking about Kundalini and how this comes up, this energy moving here and there, but I didn't find anything like that. But then I think I gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. I just let it flow into its own in its own way. So I don't know what to say.
That's beautiful. That's enough to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Who's next? What has this path brought and this guru to you?
It's Evie. Namaste.
Namaste,
Evie. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to definitely talk about the, what's been really amazing to me. Sorry about all the background
noise. Oh, cute.
it's peace. Lots and lots of peace. And huge moments of peace, and just in the wake of huge drama with street cleaning day. I guess I picked the perfect moment. Especially in dealings with, you know, people, kids, my husband, work stuff, all these things, and I see it's all right, you know, and it just, you know, it hardly rustles my feathers, and it's just, I'm not, certainly not there, but I begin to understand the point of the center point that doesn't move and everything moving around. And I can definitely, that to me is huge.
Yes.
with this path, there is that need when people come at first, especially. It can last a long time, and it can come back where there's that upwelling of questions again to dispel confusion is a good thing. But there's a point where you can't believe that quiet and stillness and the falling away is that, and it's unknown and it's a mystery, and our guru and our path just focuses right there. And I listen to some of my other friends, and I read and I hear sometimes of other teachers, and they point this direction, but then they point back to the mind about, you know, you need to, you know, how to use this power to be rich or be successful, or and they back right back into the mind and power, where they're trying to have their cake and eat it too, so to speak. Whether they know that or not, I don't know. But it's just so grateful that Guru holds that center point. Doesn't really hold it. She is a center point in that way. But this is the way of talking. But what you're saying, Evie, it's such a blessing to have that. Now there are so many videos about it too, so she doesn't have to yak about it as much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Evie, for sharing. Any last things?
No, thank you. That's it. And let somebody else take it. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful, Amy.
Who's next?
Namaste, it's John.
John, namaste.
Namaste, John.
I just wanted to say that, the search is over. The search is over. I found the guru. I found Guruji. Here's the truth. I was looking for the truth. I was looking for the absolute. I don't have to look anymore. I mean, there's still a long way to go. There's dismantling and all that, but you know, it's like there's the absolute there, and it'll talk to you, and it'll give you a path. What else am I looking? I'm not looking for anything else. That's why I'm grateful. I mean,
yeah, they say the guru is what is it? You're in the jaws of the tiger.
The vacuum is coming to clean your carpet.
Yeah, right, exactly. So yeah, all you got to do is sit there and let Guru and Grace munch away.
In that letting the search be over from looking for the teacher, then you can settle in and let the work happen that needs to happen.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, you get to a certain place, and sometimes it happens. You have to do it several times, move to a different teacher. It's kind of like moving around till you find a teacher that'll support your mind's idea of what it should be until you wear that out, and then you find that you're ready for the teacher you're really ready for the teacher to allow you to learn what you're not. And today, as we talk, and tonight, we'll talk a little bit more. We're going to do a meditation shortly. Tomorrow, invite those who can. I know it's Saturday and it's short notice, but this is where the silence will come. We'll be sitting in quietude, maybe a little bit of meditation music, but mostly silence for 4 hours and four-hour segments. I'll join several in San Francisco, and we're going to sit and broadcast through Skype. Kundalini's going to be the host for the first 3 hours. And that's going to be more sitting, but today it's that sharing, that preparation, because we're going to be sharing this more at the retreat on Guru Purnima. Thank you, John. Is there any last words you have?
No, I'm good. Namaste.
Namaste, John.
Namaste.
Vicky's here with me in my office.
Hi, Vicky. Please share.
Hey.
Namaste.
So I guess, namaste. For me, it's just what really a repeat of what people are saying. And that it's just, I'm so grateful for peace. You know, I still have certainly within every day choppy emotions that come and go. But underneath all that really is this base foundation of peace and deep appreciation. I mean, I wake up now every morning and I'm so grateful. I mean, the whole entire world has opened up. And it's beautiful. And even with the little irritations or things that come and go, they really do just come and go and they're gone. And it's exciting. It's passionate. Watching Guruji's videos, so interesting. seeing that when I began to watch those videos, I was looking for something and not even really able to hear what I thought I was hearing. Mm-hmm. And now I watch the videos and it's like watching a new video. Mm-hmm. And there's no obstruction. There's just what she's saying. And it's all real. It's just real. And I have nothing to complain about. I mean, there's just nothing to complain about. And just being, I don't have to hold the world up anymore. It is very liberating. I can just be, and that is completely enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful for that.
That's a beautiful testimony.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. We have time for just a couple more. Who would like to share next?
Namaste.
Namaste.
This Bodhi?
Yes. First off, I wanted to kind of reiterate on what you guys were saying earlier about not being able to talk to people about things.
The last person that I told...
That I felt like I was plugged into a wall socket, looked at me funny.
That's all you got.
Yeah, well, it was my doctor.
Sweetheart.
And I'm trying to explain what's going on without sounding like I'm nuts. It's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
And these are serious conversations. I know we're laughing, and it is funny because we all understand this, but these medical and psychological energetic kind of happenings, it's not always kundalini like we've discussed before. These are hard conversations.
Yeah.
And you're saying, Bodhi, I'll let you finish.
Well, it's hard to distinguish between the two, and right now I'm starting to understand what is what.
Right.
You know, what's going on with my body and what's kundalini and what isn't. So that's been a huge help and has really calmed things down. But also the questions have dropped, getting on the ashram sites and having no clue what to post because you're just there.
Right.
And it's been wonderful. I mean, I have another part of the evidence. I have 11 cats, and I'm telling you, you have to have a certain level of patience to deal with 11 cats and 3 children. And it's just so refreshing to be able to just sit back and enjoy all of them for what they are, and to feel like, okay, that's me, you know, just knowing that it's all just one beautiful thing. It's hard to explain, but it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful perception.
Yeah. Beautiful, Bodhi.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Sage Sarojini. Thank you to Guruji.
It's beautiful.
Who'd like to share next?
Namaste.
I knew it was going to be you.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. Hi.
Namaste.
Namaste, Pavana.
Well, to hear you all.
Yes.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Guru has given me tools to uncover that which I could tell was already there, but had no idea how to uncover. And it's this massive, amazing work in progress, and it's so beautiful to just sit and watch as everything just unfolds. And then you think that you're stuck, but you're not. You're not stuck. It's just slower than maybe your mind thinks it should be. Mm-hmm. But just those gifts of integrity and honesty and transparency. It's profound to me to see how it is now impossible for me to live without them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it was almost a rule to live without them before. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's turned inside out.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Mm.
It's the biggest gift ever. I am so excited for the retreat, you guys. I'm so excited. So there you have it. Bhavana out.
Yeah. We're going to go into the Om too, and as Bhavana brought us all deeper into our hearts. And we'll continue tonight. And if you didn't get to sign up and it's full, somehow it got deleted. We added it back. Just show up online and we'll add as many as we can.
Yeah.
And hopefully Sarah Jeannie will be our captain. If not, I'll ask Bodhi to do it, but we'll see.
I'm going to work it.
Okay. So let's just continue and go deeper into this that's here. Thank you. And Guru asked that today that everyone make their focus be simple and sincere. Those who like altars can construct a simple altar to bring that attention back to the heart. Those who don't have altars or don't want them, you bring your attention to the heart. And instead of making a grand actions or words to bring in quietness in your heart, that gratitude of what's been received for the past, the path, and the guru, and prepare for a rededication to this path and to the guidance of this guru throughout this day. And tomorrow when we meet for silence, the retreat, and then after retreat, we'll do a follow-up of a session similar to these, as well as hopefully another four-hour time of silence to end the retreat a week later. Those who can join us tonight, we'll start at 9 o'clock Western Pacific Daylight Time.
Western
Pacific. Western Pacific. Where are we? Where am I? What is this day? What's my name again? And Sarah Jeannie, even if you can't be with us, could we use your Skype connection?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's so clear and we got so many people.
I just might have to go out a couple times to make sure the kids stay in bed.
Sure, yeah. Sorry, your connection to the internet is really strong.
Yeah, and you sound clear as a bell.
Okay. Well, namaste, everyone. We're over time, so we're going to let the Om carry us out and into the day. And please unmute and namaste when you leave. We'll leave this on for a few more minutes before we stop. Namaste.
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 Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste, everyone.